Dave Moore on Today FM.
I need to begin the interview with a little bit of a confession. I am probably the biggest Enter Shikari fan in Ireland. I have been to see you guys since your very first gig here. I think it was the Ambassador in 2006. I think that might have been the very first one.
Yeah.
Wow. And actually, on my YouTube channel, I have a video, which I'm going to show around now, so no one else needs to worry about this because obviously it's radio. But basically, it's from 2011 in the Academy, and I was on the balcony, and you appeared next to me, topless, on the balcony, hanging out. You know, health and safety wasn't a thing back then. Rory had been up playing guitar, and you literally rocked up and were screaming Havoc A, that amazing song from Common Dreads, in my ear. And I was just like, my life is made. Rouse beside me and sweating on me. So it's amazing to get to talk to you.
Oh, incredible. Yeah, I remember that being a pretty damn sweaty one, but yeah, so much fun.
And then funny, in the Academy show that you just did this year, I was there and I bumped into your producer, George Perks, and he and I have become good friends on Instagram now since I bumped into him. And I've been flying the Enter Shikari flag for as long as possible, trying to tell everybody about you guys. Just love your band so much.
Oh, mate, thank you. Appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Yes, we'll talk more about Enter Shikari in a little while, but we must talk about this. You're coming to Dublin to do the War of the Worlds. Like, what an incredible thing to be part of.
Yeah, it is an absolute institution. It's been something that I remember hearing it when I was about six. I think my uncle played it to me.
Okay.
And all I can really remember about that is being utterly terrified. But yeah, I think it's been like, I've come back to it so many points in my life, and to be asked to be involved and to be playing the Artilleryman, it's an absolute dream.
That's actually funny because my experience was very similar. As my dad had it on vinyl, and I think it was the original one from the 30s or something like that, and he had played that one to me, and it was just like, as a kid, yeah, you were like, this is wild, this is terrifying, like.
That was all I can remember from my first listening. But I like came back to it. I think I was about 12 when I. That would have been my dad's vinyl. My uncle first introduced me, but then my dad was actually a DJ, so he had a massive vinyl collection. And I can remember when we used to live up in Scotland on rainy days, I'd be there in the basement sifting through his vinyl collection. And yeah, so I came back to it when I was about 12, and you know, it's so imaginative, it's so thrilling as a story. And I can remember being just felt absolutely immersed in it, and it was I think it's then become a bit of a staple in my life.
And when the call comes through, I mean, like, let's be honest, you know, I can never really pigeonhole what Enter Shikari are in terms of musical style, but let's call you a heavy vocalist from some heavy music, although it spans so many things. But like, are you expecting a call like this to be involved in something like the War of the Worlds? When it comes, I'm not surprised, knowing how you guys are, that you take this with two hands. But were any of the rest of the band kind of a bit like, what are you going to do now, Ro?
Well, yeah, I was very shocked to receive the call. You know, I have no sort of formal training in acting or anything like that. I think the last time I was on stage in a sort of theatre performance would have been like secondary school playing... I don't know, the third beggar from the left in Oliver Twist.
Yeah, right, you know,
certainly never had any, had to learn lines and dialogue and stuff like that. So I was pretty anxious about it all. I didn't like snatch their hand off because I didn't know whether, you know, I could fulfill like the role to how I would want it to be. But yeah, to be honest, speaking to the band, they were like really encouraging. Like Rob, our drummer, is actually a massive H.G. Wells fan.
Oh,
he's
no
got
way.
A tattoo of his face on his leg and everything.
Okay.
So, yeah, I spoke to him a lot, and it just, the more I thought about it, the more I just felt like I couldn't turn it down. You know, it's going to be such an interesting opportunity, and it's good to push yourself out of your comfort zone, and that's something that Enter Shikari have always done, really, with our music and with how we run things. So yeah
amazing. And the stage show itself, it seems like it's so huge. It's coming to the Three Arena in Dublin, like it's the biggest arena we have, but I mean, like, looking at what I've seen online, it's a big deal.
It is a serious production. I'm almost looking forward to sort of being amongst that more than anything, you know, the stage effects and the whole immensity of it all,
And is there
the
a
grandeur
hologram Liam
of it all.
Neeson? Am I right in thinking that?
There is, yes. Yes.
Yes.
At one point in the I think it's in the first half, he offers my character a drink, so I can say that I've had a drink with Liam
It's
Neeson.
amazing. Absolutely unreal. Well, it's going to run on the 30th of March in the Three Arena in Dublin. Jeff Wayne's incredible musical version of The War of the Worlds, alive on stage. Love that little clarification. Not just live on stage, alive on stage. But Rao is going to be there as the artilleryman, so make sure you check it out. Get your hands on tickets. Now, I was warned I wasn't allowed to wear my Enter Shikari hoodie. I have about four of them. I usually wear them. I had to wear something else today just to make you feel like it wasn't. You're not talking to one of those people who ends up popping over your garden fence going, "Hi, it's me." But,
yeah.
But that's how big a fan I am of your band. You guys have always done things a little differently. I think that's one of the things that appealed to me, you know, most about you over the years. Obviously, I love heavy music. I love electronic music. And you guys kind of combine that in an amazing way. But I think it's more the choices you've made in terms of, I don't know, everything from activism to how you run your own record labels. You just did this, was it last year, you did this kind of residency tour where you played the same five towns, the same five venues month after month after month. And like, you've always approached things a little bit differently than perhaps other bands have. And here you are, you know, 15, 20 years later, you're still doing it.
Yeah, it's been an interesting old journey, really. I think we've always had, growing up within a kind of punk scene in a sort of more alternative space, I think it does give you a sense of autonomy that you want to keep hold of. You know, that things were never easy for us, especially the music we make. It's so diverse. You know, I try and represent life in all its variety, really. So there's so much instrumentation, there's so many different moods, so many different flavors. And that sort of thing in today's world isn't really readily accepted. You know, people like things simple and predictable, and that's something that we've never been. So yeah, I feel like we've always felt like kind of underdogs or in a different sort of space, and so yeah, all those things and have kind of spurred us on, really, I think, throughout our career.
You're one of the few bands I can say that in the most recent show began with some spoken word, burst into huge electronic dance music, and then Rao just plays the trumpet for a while. So, you know, like, this is not your standard metal gig. I can assure people of that. Anyway,
no. Yeah.
And actually, when I was at your show in the Academy recently, so I was standing beside a guy I didn't know, but we both kind of moshed along and sang along and enjoyed the show. And the next day I went to Wembley to see Fightstar, who were doing their show in there. And I was wearing my Enter Shikari hoodie, and I walked out of the seats in Wembley back onto the concourse to go to the bathroom, whatever. And I bumped into a guy, and we both said sorry. And he went, "Oh," and looked at me and looked at my Enter Shikari hoodie and went, I looked at him and went, "We were beside each other, Enter Shikari, last night. I bumped into that guy at the Fightstar gig." So you're global.
No way.
Yeah, wild.
That's
incredible. Amazing. Listen, quick fire round before I let you go. I like to do this with all my guests, just very quickly. What are you currently obsessed with, Rao?
I probably would say The War of the Worlds.
Yeah, it's understandable, yeah, yeah.
I only got the script the other day, so I've just been like re-immersing myself with it. And I also think with H.G. Wells, I find him such a fascinating person. You know, his breadth of knowledge was just immense. You know, the things that he foresaw and sort of prophesied. And, you know, even having, you know, not even just being one of the forefathers of science fiction, he also inspired the UN Declaration of Human Rights.
That's right.
You know,
yeah, yeah,
an amazing activist, a feminist. You know, he was an incredible person. So yeah, I've just been kind of immersing myself in his writing as well, more broadly.
All right, who's the most famous person in your phone?
In my phone? Oh
yeah.
God. Oh, well, you mentioned Fightstar, so I'll probably say Charlie.
Charlie Simpson, yeah. That's fair. Yeah, yeah. Obviously, for most of my listeners, I'll use the Busted reference. But yeah, for me and me, it's Charlie from Fightstar, but Charlie from Busted, yeah. And then think back to when you were about 8 years old. In Ireland, you would have been in second class. I'm not sure what class it would have been for you at that point. But what was in your lunchbox when you opened it up for a little break?
Oh, God. Jesus. I can remember having malt loaf.
Oh, I love Maltana.
Yeah, I just like suddenly just had such a flashback because I haven't eaten that in probably, I was going to say years, but probably decades. That's such a nostalgic, I might buy, go out and buy some malt loaf now.
Malt loaf and butter is just, it's elite. It's elite. It's a great decision. Yeah. Right. I'll do the same today. And the final question I ask all my guests, because I don't, is do you wash your legs in the shower?
Only if they sort of require it. You know, if I've been out in a particularly muddy run or something like that.
Okay,
I don't know why it is, but otherwise, no, that I just let them get on with it. Self-cleaning, aren't they, ladies?
Yeah, that's my theory all the time, and some people shout me down for it, but I think it is. Rao, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Say hi to the rest of the lads in the band, and next time you're here, I will definitely see you there. Thanks a million for taking time, and best of luck with the War of the Worlds in the Three Arena in Dublin on the 30th of March. Cheers, Rao.
Amazing, mate. Big love. Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much, dude. Appreciate
Dave
it.
Dave Moore on Today FM.